Merry Christmas, everyone. Guess what? It's time for some good stuff. And we've got it for you here, too. Matter of fact, we've even got some greetings for you. Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche, South Dakota is grateful for their customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, pause, reflect, and pray. Have a blessed Christmas. And Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora. Find them on Facebook and follow at NorthDakotaCowboy.com. Happy holidays from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And safe driving wishes for all of the holidays from WW Tire Service. They have 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Merry Christmas from WW Tire Service.
You might have noticed that Tri-State Livestock News is not the glassy urban agri-magazine. True enough, they've bypassed the glitz for real, hard-hitting, ranching news. At Tri-State Livestock News, the readers come the first. For one thing, it's authentic agricultural insights, and I reckon that you'll forgive our rustic style when you see our content. Visit them online at tsln.com, or, of course, you know, Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Kim, what are we going to share as we count down the days to Christmas?
I have a poem by Bob Peterman. It's his Christmas poem, as a matter of fact. It's been a long, cold Christmas Eve, and Santa needed rest. He was heading north, a-going home from somewhere way out west. O'er the big plains where the ranchers are scattered and few, when he saw a yard light twinkling from a cow ranch that he knew. He'd stopped at this place in the past to let his reindeer blow. There's a shed to hide him under to get him out of the snow. The old couple had gone to their grandkids, told him they'd be gone, but they said, it don't matter, you just make yourself at home. There's grain and hay to feed your deer, the doors don't have no locks, there's a pot of coffee on the stove and firewood in the box. So Santa landed there and fed his deer, and he went on inside to warm his feet and relax a bit before he finished up his ride. He found some Christmas cookies and a pot of coffee, like they said. He looked around, things he saw warmed his heart and filled his head. With thoughts about these ranch folks, that old cowman and his wife, how they were blessed with what they had and how they'd lived their life. He saw some Christmas cards that came from all their friends, showing manger scenes, angels, peace on earth, goodwill to men, the tale of the first Christmas and how it all began, and the greatest gift of all that came from God to man. Then it was time for Santa to leave and get home before break of day. The skyway over in the east was already turning gray. He got his reindeer headed out, then leaned back in the sleigh. Like good old saddle horses, those reindeer knew the way. Santa let his thoughts drift back to all who live out on the land and said, these folks have got it right, and they sure do understand. They all go help each other no matter what the task, and how they're going to get paid back, they never even ask. They'll help a stranded traveler and send him on his way. They'll feed a hungry stranger and never ask for pay. If everyone around the world lived by their cowboy code, it would make my job lots easier and lighten up my load. I could concentrate on orphaned kids and folks with real need and not be just delivering stuff to satisfy people's greed. Now I know tomorrow Christmas will be safe again, not 'cause of toys and Santa, but from what's in the hearts of man. Again, that's Bob and Kay Peterman. Say Merry Christmas. Bob wrote that, an original.
Oh, that's really nice. Well, of course, we're also counting down to the end of 2023. So here's something about how to be safe in the coming year from Dave Penn. Avoid riding in automobiles. They're responsible for 20% of all fatal accidents. Do not stay at home because 17% of all accidents occur in the home. Avoid walking on streets and sidewalks because 14% of all accidents occur to pedestrians. Avoid traveling by air, rail, or water because 16% of all accidents involve these forms of transportation. You will be pleased to learn that only 0.001% of all deaths occur in worship services in church, and these are usually related to previous physical disorders. Therefore, logic tells us that the safest place for you to be at any given point, especially the holidays, is at church. Bible study is safe too. The percentage of deaths during Bible study is even less. For safety's sake, attend church and read your Bible this holiday season. It could save your life. Don't drive faster than your guardian angel can fly.
I like that. Very wise.
Thanks to Dave Penn for sending that in.
I like it. And as we wrap up, I'd like to share this from Andy Rooney. One of the most glorious messes in the world is the mess created in the living room on Christmas Day. Don't clean it up. too quickly.
I agree. Merry Christmas from Mike and Kim Burge at The Good Stuff.